Millions of Americans live in rural or other underserved areas known as care deserts, where there are few medical care facilities and few doctors with specialized expertise. As Fred DeSam Lazaro reports from New Mexico, one doctor is trying to help change that.
Now take a deep breath.
It was cases like these that inspired gastroenterologist Sanjeev Arora's idea.
You know, your liver really feels good.
58-year-old Robert Subia contracted hepatitis C, a viral liver infection, from a blood transfusion decades ago.
Hello, Mr. Robert. How are you?
Regular appointments and scans of his liver are critical to his recovery, which appears to be going well.
This is amazing results.
Need to lose some weight, exercise, which I don't do, and eat better.
So we can reduce the fatty liver so we don't get close to cirrhosis.
This has to move back.
Robert Subia has the strong support of his wife, Florence, and he's lucky in another way. They live close to this Albuquerque center.
About a third of New Mexico's residents live in its vast rural areas, where a trip to get specialized medical care can often mean a day-long journey or even overnight. That's not affordable for a lot of people in a region which has one of the highest rates of poverty in the United States.
It was one case in particular that haunted Dr. Arora, a single mother with two young children whose home was a five-hour drive from his clinic.
She had cancer of the liver, and she passed away 6 months later, leaving these two children. I was asking myself, you know, why did she die? And the answer was she died because the right knowledge didn't exist at the right place at the right time. And this was not an isolated case.
At the time, amid a hep C epidemic, Dr. Arora was one of very few specialists treating it. His appointment calendar stretched out 8 months.
I think you had just started talking about it, and I'd love to hear more.
That's when he says the idea came to him to, quote, democratize that knowledge, have specialists use technology and share their expertise with rural providers so they could treat their patients much closer to home. He dubbed it Project ECHO, Extension for Community Healthcare Outcomes.
I don't like people to exercise when they're feeling really tired.
His vision is to move beyond the model of one doctor, in this case a specialist in an urban medical center, working with one patient.
To see somebody in a rural area, they see one less patient in the urban area. The total number of patients doesn't go up. We need an exponential improvement in capacity to deliver best practice care. That is where something like ECHO comes in, where we multiply expertise.
It really helps sort of level the playing field, I think, in medicine.
It is all set. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Alethea Gabrellis practices at the Gallup Indian Medical Center, about a two-hour drive from Albuquerque.
We were able to treat a lot of people that have been waiting years to be able to access treatment. We were able to cure a lot of patients. I had the same knowledge as, you know, a high-level hepatologist at the University of New Mexico to be able to bring that new resource to my patients.
Is it safe to say it's literally saved lives of your patients?
Absolutely.
ECHO uses a hub and spoke design to connect a team of specialists, the hub, to multiple participants in the spokes via Zoom during regularly scheduled sessions that include discussions on specific cases and mentorship.
This man has one of the most complex cases of multi-drug resistance.
Dr. Gabrellis, who completed a fellowship in infectious disease, credits ECHO for keeping her up to date on how to treat a wide variety of challenging conditions, like that of 27-year-old Dana Quintero.
I ended up, you know, being in ICU for about like a whole week, I think. That's whenever Dr. Gabrellis walked into my room and she was like, you have an infection. It's called A-strep.
Even though this was a fairly serious infectious disease, I felt, you know, 100% confident doing that kind of care here because I have instant access to those academic medical centers through ECHO.
Since its creation nearly 20 years ago, Project ECHO's presence has multiplied across the globe. There are now 792 hubs operating in 69 countries, focusing on dozens of specialties. It is supported entirely by grants from government and private sources.
One of the first places where Project ECHO expanded was in Dr. Arora's native India, a country with myriad public health challenges which have taken a back seat during COVID. Among the campaigns using the ECHO platform is the fight against tuberculosis, which has surged in recent times.
Tuberculosis is preventable and in most cases curable, and reaching vulnerable populations is key to reducing the number of cases. Last year, more than 500,000 people died from TB in India. The government has pledged to eliminate TB by 2025, and Dr. Kamal Chopra at the New Delhi Tuberculosis Center says the ECHO model will be key.
It speeds up our reach to the community. By this ECHO platform, at our national level, attendance goes up to 800.
800 in a single meeting?
Yes, in a single meeting.
In central Delhi, Neera and Preeti are among hundreds of volunteers who visit patients in their homes. Recovered from TB themselves, they say they use their ECHO training to help patients manage their medication and watch other family members who may be vulnerable.
We tell them not to ignore even trivial symptoms, fever or cold. They need to go in and consult with the doctor immediately and get a diagnosis or get medicine.
Also, those people who have HIV or diabetes are more likely to get TB because their bodies have been weakened.
This democratization of best practices is not a healthcare issue alone.
Dr. Arora is now trying to expand ECHO into education.
When I look at my own life, what made the huge difference to make me who I am today? It was education. And I really would like to give that opportunity to every child. We have the technology backbone. We have the model.
So far, they've started 8 education ECHO programs with some 3,000 participating K-12 teachers from across the state of New Mexico. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Fred DeSam-Lazaro in New Mexico.
And a reminder that Fred's reporting is a partnership with the Undertold Stories Project at the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota.